The desert paradise of Dubai, famed for its sprawling man-made islands, indoor ski slopes, and the world's tallest tower, has been hit hard by the global credit crunch and recession. Property prices have slumped about 50% in the last year, and massive layoffs, prompted by project cancellations, have led to an exodus of foreign workers. On Thursday, uncertainty over Dubai's economic health sent ripples in the global markets after Dubai World, the government-owned investment company, asked for a six-month delay in repaying nearly $60 billion in debt. Kamel Wazny, an economist at the American University of Beirut, says the action comes as no surprise, and he cautions against overreacting.
In this climate of financial difficulty, what Dubai is doing is what's been done around other countries around the world.
But in Europe, Dubai's financial woes pushed key indexes in Britain, Germany, and France down more than 3% in early trading. European markets later recovered after analysts downplayed the long-term repercussions. Oliver Roth is an equities trade director in Frankfurt, Germany.
What we know so far is that banks based in Dubai are the biggest creditors of Dubai World, and so at least at the moment, it is not believed that there will be a big and lasting effect on banks in Europe and the U.S.
However, fallout continued in Asia, where major indexes in Hong Kong and South Korea slumped nearly 5%. The U.S. dollar, meanwhile, sank to a 14-year low against the Japanese yen, as worries over Dubai's debt drove investors to buy safe haven currencies. Japanese Finance Minister Hirohisa Fuji called the yen's sharp rise one-sided and vowed to take appropriate steps if needed. A stronger yen makes Japanese exports less competitive in overseas markets. Although the U.S. dollar recovered slightly, analysts say continuing concerns over the oil-rich nation's ability to pay its debts could spark a chain reaction around the world. And that, analysts say, could make banks wary of issuing new loans, further slowing the global economic recovery. Millar Sega, VOA News.